Good afternoon. Welcome in the BBC Radio. Today, we broadcasted the debate, Should the Woman Get the Right to Vote? We are with Edith Ellin, Maud Watts, Violet Miller, Emmeline Pankhurst. They are for the woman's vote and they will present to us their arguments. Opposite, a courageous man, Norman Taylor, will present alone his arguments. Edith Ellin works in a chemistry with her husband, Hugh Ellin, who also supports the woman's vote and live in London. Maud Watts works in Norman Taylor's laundry and she fights for keep her children chilled, George. Violet Miller also works in the laundry. Emmeline Pankhurst is the leader of the suffragettes movement. Let's debate. So, Edith, what's your argument?
To me, I'm for because men and women are equal.
In my opinion, the women are inferior because they are weak persons. Women have little brain.
This is a childish argument.
Maud, can you argument?
Women are courageous, persevering and determined. They defend their children contrary to men who can eat them.
Women prefer thinking about fashion than about politics.
Boo!
Please, calm down. Emmeline Pankhurst, with your leader role, what have you to respond?
Women respect the law, so they must write them.
For me, women's rights cause a political problems. Moreover, after they would like to be elected.
I really don't agree with you. Women work as much as men, so they must earn money as much as men.
I will ask you a question. Why do they earn less money than men? Because they are stupid. Why don't women study? I will give you the answer. Because they are stupid.
You're wrong. Girls are more serious at school than boys, and scientifically it's proven women are also intelligent than men.
You're so wrong. Women must stay at home, look after children, and do the housework. Besides, life is like this for centuries.
Tradition must change. Then they are unfair. Give vote for women now.
That's all for today. Thanks for your arguments. The debate is still open. Goodbye. See you tomorrow at the same time.